Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Song of Solomon chapter 5, we were talking about the multitude of things of this world that will tend to lure us away from the things of the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So this is when heaven will say, wow. This is when our faith is full in his promise of eternal life, eternal joy, eternal glory. Wow. That is the goal, to be a witness, an edifier, while living a holy, separate life that is a testimony before the great cloud of witnesses at the judgment. We presently are living in that life, you might say, in following Philippians 2, 5 through 8. But if we live it, he presents you as a chaste virgin, without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, adorned as a bride for her husband. We see the what, we see the wow, but let us see the why here. In verse 9, because he says, again in verse 9, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? Oh, there are others, and he is not here. We have beloveds. They play with us. They sing with us. They fulfill us. They make us feel good about ourselves. But their beloveds cannot fulfill the innermost man. The world has its things that are merely the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Satan said to the first couple, it is good to look upon. For some, it's money. That is the lust of the eyes, or materialism. There are men for which it is pornography, whereas the first is the lust of the eyes. This one is the lust of the flesh. But then there is the one whose mind sees himself, will make the wise and his God. That's the pride of life. And be it materialism, power, prestige, or popularity, there are only things that will not love you back or sympathize, especially in the trials of life when you've lost it. They will not sustain you when you face perplexities and problems that we all face. And those things, that power, that prestige, that popularity, the materialism, it cannot change. It cannot change the things that have entered your life. To seek those things is to seek the living among the dead. But our beloved lives. Our beloved loves. Our beloved leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And our beloved never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's given us his Holy Spirit when we received him. And so he says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He assures us that his grace is sufficient and that all things work together for those who love God. The trials and the sufferings that lie ahead and are awaiting us are not too hard for him. Just walk with him. You know, first-time experiences, the things that are unknown to us, are many times entered into with great fear and anxiety. It might be surgery. It might be the aloneness of the departing of your mate as they go to be with the Lord. Nobody faces those things and says, man, this really ought to be cool. Boy, I'm looking forward to this. But the greatest untried experience is death. The sting of death for our body. I remind you of Hebrews 9:27. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is only one who can bring peace in that hour. The peace seen is according to Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And what does he have that the world doesn't? What can he offer? Why are you telling us John 14:6, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me? Why are you telling us Acts 4:12, that there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved? His peace for eternity and forgiveness of sin is such that he is the only one that can give it. Only he can give it. And so we turn to him with our whole heart. My friend, do you know that if you died today, that heaven's your home? We talked about the relationship here, looking at these verses 2 through 9 of the believer with Jesus Christ. We see failures and we see victories. But the greatest failure that is a Christian that is saved, that it will be in heaven, the lowest man in heaven will be a billion times better off than the best place in hell. My friend, God loves you. He loves you so much, the Bible tells us that God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, no one can save you except Jesus Christ. The church can't save you. Doing the best you can cannot save you. Only Jesus. So what must you do? Well, Romans 10:9 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In doing that, you're admitting you are a sinner. That's what Romans 3:10 says. There's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We continually come short. What's that telling us? It's telling us that we are sinners that can in no way save ourselves, and we deserve to go to that eternal lake of fire where we never cease to exist and we never escape, where we live forever with no hope. We must be willing to turn from sin. Repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man whom he hath raised from the dead. Oh, my friend, you can't take your sin away, but if you'll turn to Jesus with a willing and desirous heart for him to take your sin away, to take its power from you, to cleanse you, to take its presence, its power over you, you'll find that when you do go to heaven, even the very presence of sin will be gone. You turn to him to do that. You turn to him to cleanse you, believing that Jesus, when he died on the cross, shedding his blood, that he died for every sin that you ever have or ever would commit. You call upon him to save your soul. For we read it again in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that whosoever includes you, it includes me. You'd like to have his salvation. You'd like to be cleansed of your sin. You'd like to have eternal life, being cleansed from the power and the consequences of sin now and the presence of sin in eternity. Would you turn to God and let him do it? Now, if you're unwilling for him to cleanse you of sin, you want to continue in your sin, he won't save you. But if you will, and he said if you'd call upon him, he would. And right now, you can do that. Right where you are, would you pray this prayer with me? The prayer that I pray will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean this, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of all my sin, and cleanse me from all my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died in my place for my sin. And I am willing to turn from sin by your strength, by your power, by your help. So I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? The Bible tells us in that same passage of Romans 10 that whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. I wouldn't think that you'd be ashamed of Jesus saving you. So let me ask you to do this. Either email us or write us and let us know. Our announcer will give you the address or in our websites by which you could contact us. And then contact your pastor if you are in a Bible preaching church. If you're not, then look in the Yellow Pages under Baptist, Fundamental, Independent, make sure they use the old King James Bible. Make sure that their music is the good old music, not this new rock and roll. Call them. Tell them of the decision that you have made and ask them about the next step. You can also go to our website, and I have on there the booklet Building Blocks. I wrote that myself, and it's to help new believers in Christ. It'll teach you about Bible doctrine, what kind of a church you should attend. It will show you how to study through your Bible to get more from it, teach you how to pray and what to pray for. It'll show you the duty and responsibilities that you have as a Christian. It'll show you things about Bible doctrine. It'll talk about things to come and other things about your daily life according to the Word of God. And my friend, all you have to do is open it up on the website and look at it. You can download, print it out. That's free. You can write us and say, I don't have access to the website. Then you write us and we'll send it to you absolutely free. We want you to have it in your hands and we'd like you to use it for others. If it helps you, use it to help others as well. Well, I see that my time is up and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.